The new jobs of two former coalition ministers, Christopher Pyne and Julie Bishop, are set to be investigated by a parliamentary inquiry. The pair quit politics at the last election and both have taken lucrative new roles in the private sector. A review by the head of the Prime Minister's Department has found they've done nothing wrong, but others argue that it doesn't pass the so-called pub test. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
Just down the hill from Parliament House in Canberra, steaks are on the grill at the Kingston Hotel. And the pub's patrons have delivered their verdict on Christopher Pyne and Julie Bishop's new jobs.
Oh, it's an absolute compromise of their previous positions, in my opinion. It just smells, instantly smells.
I just do not see how you can get up there and say, oh, well, I'm not going to pass on any of this massive amount of information I've accrued over my years as a politician and not pass that on to the organisation who's employing you. It just doesn't bear out. It doesn't, no.
Well, I think it's a double dip. Personally, you know, these guys have made a lot of money as ministers, now go back and do similar roles to what they were doing and, you know, just rorting the system, if you like.
To use a non-political word, that's crap.
Fresh out of politics, former Defence Minister Christopher Pyne's been hired as a defence consultant, while the former Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, has taken a job on the board of Palladium, a private aid contractor with hundreds of millions of dollars worth of government contracts with Ms Bishop's old department. The head of the Prime Minister's department was called in to review the new jobs over concerns they could breach ministerial standards. He found no problems, but in question time, the Prime Minister was being asked how rigorous the review had been.
I have no reason to doubt at all the competence of the Secretary of the Department in relation to these matters whatsoever. My simple question is, why does the Labor Party seem to question the competency of the Secretary? The transparency of the arrangements that he's entered into are there for them to see. All I can see is this is just another attempt by the Labor Party to get into the old, what the former manager of government business used to call the chum bucket, Mr Speaker. They're going back to the old chum bucket.
Former ministers are banned from lobbying on any matters linked to their last portfolios for 18 months after they leave Parliament. In that time period, they also can't gain personal advantage from information they had access to as a minister that isn't in the public domain. In his review, the Secretary of the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet found both ministers were aware of their obligations, and he said he had no grounds to believe either had breached the rules. Labor and the crossbench are far from satisfied. One Nation leader, Pauline Hanson, said she had grave concerns.
I can only assess it on he's saying that all rules have been complied with. Maybe we should look at those rules.
Her colleague Malcolm Roberts went further.
From the pubs of Thursday Island to the pubs of Tugan, Mr Pyne and Miss Bishop fail the pub test. The Australian public are not stupid. Australians do not think that this action is okay. Their action is an insult to the Australian people.
And Labor frontbencher Christina Keneally told the Senate these were clearly flagrant breaches.
We've barely been back a month and we have ministers and former ministers flaunting these rules. This doesn't pass the pub test at all. I mean, if these standards are not enforced, they are essentially worthless.
Labor has also tried to pick holes in Julie Bishop's claim that she had no contact with her new employer over the 5 years that she was foreign minister. The opposition claims she appeared in a video speaking about the company in 2017. In the Senate this afternoon, crossbenchers, with Labor's support, have referred both Ms Bishop and Mr Pyne to the Finance and Public Administration References Committee.
There being 35 ayes and 29 knows, the matter is resolved in the affirmative.
That inquiry is now due to report back in September.
Alexandra Beach reporting.